NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 27. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. 48 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 41.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, environmentally conscious and budget-savvy consumers are in the market for a new car, SUV, or pickup will find both good and bad news. They peruse the auto dealer lots and showrooms this holiday season. Well, the good news, according to new analysis, model year 2022 vehicle owner manuals and warranty statements by the Renewable Fuel Association says nearly all new automobiles are explicitly approved by the manufacturer to use the low-carbon, lower-cost gasoline blend of 15% ethanol. Now for the bad news. With each passing year, automakers offering fewer flex fuel vehicles capable of running on fuel blends containing up to 85% ethanol or E85. Flex fuel like E85, the lowest carbon liquid fuels available in the marketplace today, often sold at a discount to regular gasoline. Based on current market share data, nearly 95% of new model year 2022 vehicles sold will carry the manufacturer's unequivocal approval of the use of E15. Corn growers showed the amazing possibilities open to agriculture with the use of modern seed varieties, advanced production techniques, and innovative growing practices this year. David Hula topped the 600 bushel per acre mark again this year in NCGA's National Corn Yield Contest. Hula is in Charles City, Virginia, repeated the accomplishment and produced the highest yield in the contest, 602.1694 bushels per acre. The great yields, which has been achieved nationwide despite many challenges, reflects farmers' resilience and deep dedication to continuous improvement. The National Corn Yield Contest, now in its 57th year, and remains the corn growers' most popular program for its members. More than half a century, the National Corn Yield Contest has provided corn growers with the opportunity to compete with their colleagues and grow the most corn per acre, helping feed and fuel the world. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A series of earthquakes continues to shake central Kansas. According to the United States Geological Survey, a 4.0 magnitude quake hit southwest of Gypsum just before 4 a.m. yesterday. The Wednesday morning trembler follows several dozen smaller earthquakes in Saline County over the past week and a 4.3 magnitude quake on December 8th that was felt over a wide area. There were no reports of damage or injury. Extreme weather featuring wind gusts up to 100 miles per hour in a couple of areas led to widespread power outages across Kansas on Wednesday. Evergy reported at one point 200,000 people were without power in Kansas and Missouri. Now, as of 8:30 p.m. last night, the company reported about 100,000 Kansans were still in the dark. Evergy said restoring power to everyone will be a multi-day operation. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
K-State fans, it's Dollar Night on Saturday, December 18th at Bramlage Coliseum as your K-State women's basketball team hosts the Oregon Ducks. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for K-State versus Oregon. Go Cats!
Hi, it's Trey Stahl with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment updated guidance encourages Kansans to take the appropriate precautions to celebrate the upcoming holiday safely. Prior state guidance released also recommended safe gatherings with family and friends, but now people that are fully vaccinated are also encouraged to wear masks in public and indoor settings as a precaution. In order to reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19, the CDC recommends getting fully vaccinated and receiving a booster dose. The Kansas Highway Patrol released accident totals from yesterday when high winds and low visibility created hazards for drivers in all parts of the state. KHP said it worked 73 accidents, 51 were non-injury, 20 with injuries, and 2 fatal accidents, resulting in 3 deaths. Both fatal accidents were worked by KHP Troop E operating the west-southwest part of Kansas. They happened in Grant County, where 2 people were killed, and in Haskell County. Troopers said 8 cars were involved in the Grant County crash that killed 2 people. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A northeastern Nebraska man has been found guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the killing of his fiance last year on the Winnebago Indian Reservation. The Sioux City Journal reports a federal grand jury on Wednesday found 27-year-old Jonathan Rooney not guilty of second-degree murder in the killing of 22-year-old Cozy Decora, opting for manslaughter instead. Officers responding to a call for help from Decora in May of 2020 found her burning remains in a fire outside of a cabin near Winnebago. A legislative report says Nebraska's use of a private contractor to help care for neglected and abused children in the Omaha area has been plagued with problems, including high worker turnover and a lack of direction. The report released Wednesday comes a day after the state said it would terminate its contract with St. Francis Ministries, a Kansas-based provider that faced major financial problems after winning the contract in 2019. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A powerful, fast-moving storm system swept across the Midwest on Q Wednesday afternoon. Winds topping 70 miles per hour were clocked at the Washington County Airport, 86 miles per hour at Beatrice, and sustained winds affected trees and power lines. In anticipation of the event, forecast days earlier, some Nebraska schools canceled classes and activities while others planned early dismissal. As the system rapidly developed, many other schools were forced to announce early dismissal, with nearly all of Wednesday night's activities postponed. Delays carried over into Thursday as power crews worked diligently to restore electricity. The task was aggravated by the scope of the windstorms, extending for the most part statewide. Evergy on a conference call indicated that some 166,000 Kansas customers were without power. Full restoration for some could be days away. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric and Norris Public Power also reported numerous widespread outages, and full damage assessments continue. Local officials report mostly tree damage with perhaps some minor structural issues to buildings and such. Some communities in isolated areas were hit harder than others. Early indications were of fairly significant damage in the downtown Wymore area, with some sections blocked to traffic. The roof at Diane's Dresses was taken off. Some downtown store windows were damaged in Beatrice, and the Adams community was hit hard. Sporadic tornado reports were noted, with warnings issued for parts of south central Nebraska and northeast Kansas. KNDY was without power and off the air over 6 hours from just after 3:30 Wednesday until nearly 10 p.m. On a local note, City of Marysville brush dump site is open daily for disposal of limbs and trees. Crews continue work and further details will likely be forthcoming. Area residents reported a strong smell of smoke throughout the evening, which authorities attributed to grass fires in west central Kansas near Hayes and a report of a grass fire in the Olsburg area. Former Marysville Police Chief Todd Ackerman has accepted the post of Director of Public Safety in Augusta, Kansas. Ackerman was dismissed by the city of Marysville in September and had served law enforcement some 30 years, with 22 years as Marysville Police Chief. No reason has been given for his dismissal.
William F. Bargman, age 90, of Bremen, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5:30 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Wilmer Bargman. Shirley A. Argo, age 85, of Liberty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery, Liberty. Visitation Friday, noon until 7. Family will greet friends Friday, 7 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Argo.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
The Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds first half property taxes are due by the close of business Monday, December 20th. Cash, check, or money order payable at the Treasurer's Office. Open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 till 5. Pay online or call the Treasurer's Office, or you can leave those at the drop box at the Marshall County Courthouse.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As yesterday's low continues further northeast, we can expect to see some cooler temperatures. On Thursday, the jet stream will start to bring colder upper-level air down from Canada. Temperatures will remain above average, but still fairly cooler than our temperatures on Monday through Wednesday. On Wednesday, many states saw record-breaking high temperatures. On Wednesday, we saw highs in the mid-70s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 70s throughout Missouri. Nebraska saw a wide range of temperatures on Wednesday, ranging from the upper 30s and upper 70s. Conditions will start to clear up on Thursday and staying clear throughout the weekend and into next week. Temperatures will start to slowly decrease throughout Friday and Saturday. For today's forecast, sunny skies and a high nearing 48 degrees. Clouds move in overnight tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 26. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-December 43, record high on this date 66, the average low 22, and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:06. Hard to catch the rain on Wednesday. It came quickly and sometimes sideways. Our rain gauge about 0.4 of an inch. And we reached a record high, 74, Wednesday afternoon.
It's better to give than to receive has a nice ring to it, but can it be proven? We will share some evidence today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 16th, the 350th day of the year. Germany's World War II counteroffensive, the Battle of the Bulge, began on this day in 1944. Researchers studying the psychology of gift-giving say the custom comes with some very complex connotations. In making us think about others and what's important to them, the act of giving can strengthen bonds and social relationships. Opting out of exchanging gifts make the holidays easier, but we may also be shortchanging ourselves, creating isolation from family and weakening social relationships. In other words, the real gift is allowing others the gift of gift-giving. Or as someone put it more eloquently, it really is the thought that counts. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Are you puzzled by how to relax and stay cozy this Christmas? Visit Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville for the latest puzzles for all ages. Reflections also has an incredible selection of Melissa and Duck toys and gift bundles for the whole family. Stop in to shop gifts today. Reflections is open 9:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 1 to 5.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs was placed in the COVID-19 protocol on Tuesday, one day after wide receiver Josh Gordon was added to the list, and 2 days after a win over the Raiders. Chiefs coach Andy Reid wasn't sure whether either player will be available when the AFC West leading Chiefs visit the Chargers tonight. Los Angeles is a game back in the division and has already beaten Kansas City once. K-State women's hoops fans can attend Saturday's home game against Oregon on the house. That's thanks to head coach Jeff Mitty. Mitty has purchased 1,000 tickets and will give them out to fans this week for free. Now each person is limited to 10 tickets. They're available on a first-come, first-served basis. To get yours, stop by the K-State Athletics ticket office at Bramlage Coliseum and be sure to ask for a Mitty ticket. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Two of college basketball's Blue Bloods announced on Tuesday that they'll meet on campus for two showdowns over the next couple of seasons. The home and home series between KU and Indiana tips off Saturday, December 17th of 2022, when the Jayhawks host the Hoosiers at Allen Fieldhouse. Jayhawks head coach Bill Self stated in a news release, "We haven't played Indiana in Lawrence since the mid-1990s. To be at Kansas and have Indiana on the schedule will certainly be a game that has national interest." The Jayhawks will travel to Bloomington for the first time since 1994 and face Indiana on Saturday, December 16, 2023 at Assembly Hall. With two forced fumbles and a scoop and a score in Sunday's rout of the Las Vegas Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Mike Hughes is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Hughes added nine tackles to lead the team in his performance and is the first player this season to have multiple forced fumbles and a recovery in one game. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, it's Dollar Night on Saturday, December 18th at Bramlage Coliseum as your K-State women's basketball team hosts the Oregon Ducks. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for K-State versus Oregon. Go Cats!
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller Odell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast home and away Marysville High games on AM 1570 FM 94.1. With area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. As gardeners, we know how digging in the soil improves our mood, reduces stress, and makes us smile. Share this joy by giving a gift of gardening this holiday season. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Help a new vegetable gardener with a collection of easy-to-grow seeds. Include fast-maturing vegetables like greens and radishes, some space-saving pole beans, and something fun like purple carrots. Cooks that are gardeners and gardeners that are cooks may appreciate cookbooks like Renee Shepherd's that focuses on garden fresh produce. These come in handy when the zucchini, tomatoes, and peppers are at their peak, and none of your friends and family need more. Small space gardeners will appreciate seeds of compact plants suited to containers and colorful varieties that mix nicely with flowers in the garden or pot. Or make it a combination and give a cookbook with several packets of their favorite herb seeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
We appreciate the many stations that air our broadcasts each day. But a century ago, there was a station with a signal mightier than any in the country. It was KTNT that flaunted the law and blasted their signal to most of the country, touting a cure for a deadly disease. The story of the station founder and his life trying to stay ahead of the law is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Today we take a look back to an interview I did with Marvin Krieger, car dealership owner from Muscatine, Iowa. He recalled one infamous chapter in the city's history.
Dr. Norman Baker, who was not a doctor, he just said he was a doctor, had a cancer cure in Muscatine.
Baker founded a radio station here in 1925 to rail against the American Medical Association, among others, and promote his cure.
He advertised over KTNT, which was Know the Naked Truth, that he could cure cancer.
Although licensed to broadcast at just 500 watts, he upped it to 10,000 and reached 1 million homes. He founded a cancer hospital in Muscatine in 1930.
He did have a doctor called Dr. Hoxley who worked with him. They never cured anybody of cancer. They used to, at night, had a local undertaker carry out the people that died so they couldn't see him during the day.
Marvin remembers people coming to Muscatine for cancer treatment from Baker. Baker attacked the AMA from the airwaves. They, in turn, began to expose his hoax. A warrant for practicing medicine without a license was issued.
Then he went down to Mexico and was over the border and they couldn't do anything about it.
He built a 100,000-watt radio station across the border in Nuevo Laredo and kept touting his cancer cures from Mexico until 1937. He returned to Muscatine from Mexico and served a one-day sentence for practicing without a license. In 1940, he was convicted of mail fraud, served 4 years in the federal penitentiary in Leavenworth. He died in 1958, but remained convinced his cures had worked, even stating that the jury that had convicted him had been provided whiskey and women to bring a guilty verdict. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Layer of snow on your outbuildings can cause structural problems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much snow can a roof handle? Stay tuned to find out as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Barns and outbuildings can handle the weight of a heavy snowfall, but sometimes it's just too much and the structure collapses. How much snow weight the roof can handle depends on several factors, including the roofing material, slope, and age of the building. A common value used for most agricultural buildings is about 20 pounds of load per square foot. Kevin Yanni is an extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says the moisture content of the snow also makes a difference.
Dry, fluffy snow has a weight of about 3 pounds per cubic foot. So if you got a 20-pound load there, you're someplace in the range of about 6 feet of dry, fluffy snow that you can handle. If you've got heavy, wet snow, that can be in the range of about 21 pounds per cubic foot. If you got a snow load of 20 pounds and you get the wet, heavy stuff, if you got a foot of snow, you're really up there against your limit.
It's hard to eyeball exactly how much is up there, so Yanni suggests measuring snow depth on the ground. But keep in mind that wind and other factors can create uneven snow depth on the roof. If you're concerned about damage, spend some time looking at the outside of the building.
You're looking at roof line to see if that's still nice and straight. You look at the side walls and see if there's any parts of the wall that are bulging out. Then if the building looks straight and true and you can go into the building, you're looking at the sidewalls, the trusses if they're open, or if you've got a ceiling, again, are they straight?
Get excess snow off the roof as soon as possible, but do it as safely as you can. Learn more about snow load on outbuildings at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning. Shop the Altstadt Gallery in Frankfurt for art, vintage linens, decorative tins, beer mugs, crystal, and more. Give the gift of old world charm from the Altstadt Gallery.
The fuel ethanol industry's pledge to become carbon neutral today on Farm to Fork. I have to admit, I got pretty excited when I heard about the buy two, get one free glove promotion that Gempler's is running. Here's the deal. You buy any two pair of work gloves, any two pair, mix and match, and you get a third pair free. And here's the best part. No limit. Just imagine you could buy 20 pairs of gloves from Gempler's and get another 10 pairs for free. What a dent that would make in your holiday shopping list. And nobody would have to know whether they were getting one of the free pairs. Got a big crew to outfit? Buy in bulk and save a ton. Who doesn't lose a glove now and then? Thanks to this deal, you have extras. Here's what you do. Go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Pick out what you want. Then when you place your order, use the promo code GLOVE. Do it quickly, though, because the offer ends December 31st. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves. And use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers. Family owned. Fiercely independent.
I think what's important for people to understand is today, ethanol is already reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 50% compared to gasoline.
Renewable Fuels Association CEO and President Jeff Cooper says ethanol is targeting a 70% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. Even so, he says, Washington seems focused on electric vehicles as the emissions solution.
A big frustration for us is there does seem to be this notion, at least amongst some policymakers, that electric vehicles are zero emissions vehicles. And we ask them, well, how can you say that? And they say, well, there's no tailpipe on that vehicle. There's no emissions coming out of that vehicle. And of course, you have to look at where the electricity is coming from that is powering that vehicle and where the minerals came from that are in the battery.
Cooper says ethanol has a seat at this table.
We're certainly not opposed to electric vehicles, and we do believe they will play a role in reducing the carbon impacts of our transportation fleet. But we have a tool today that is available at scale in ethanol that is already helping to reduce carbon emissions. And we think ethanol can do a lot more to reduce emissions from transportation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a recent report on nutrition loss gives federal regulators an in-depth look at agriculture's conservation role. Lauren Lurkins, the Illinois Farm Bureau Environmental Policy Director, serves as president of the Agricultural Nutrient Policy Council. And she says the report highlights the conservation work of farmers and ranchers across the nation.
We actually did a series of in-depth interviews with state agricultural trade associations across 16 states in the Mississippi River Basin to see what work has been happening in each state to implement nutrient loss reduction strategies. The product of that is some outstanding work that really highlights the work done by agriculture in each of those state efforts.
The report was presented at the Environmental Protection Agency Hypoxia Task Force meeting on Tuesday just this week.
And we really do credit all of those those folks for the work that they have been doing and for including state level and local level stakeholders in that work. But the thing that we think was missing was really that report that kind of tied it all together. All of the ag work that has happened, either farmers individually or farmer led associations working either with or without state and federal funding. That is the importance of this report, to make sure that ag is represented in the discussion.
And according to Lurkin, she says that response so far has been very positive.
We're seeing some early statements from US EPA Office of Water Leadership that highlight kind of where we would like to go. And that is very exciting for us to hear. They're talking about lifting up farmer innovation and working collaboratively with agriculture and actually coming out into the countryside to find out and to see for themselves what we're doing. So that's very exciting for the Ag Nutrient Policy Council to hear. And we very much look forward to working with the federal agencies.
That again was Lauren Lurkins, the Illinois Farm Bureau Environmental Policy Director. The agricultural community has been working with the Environmental Protection Agency to try and make conservation programs that are favorable to the ag community. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Selling farmland via auction is back in the forefront as the preferred sales method in much of the Grain Belt, according to Farmers National Company. They said 80% more auction sales during October-November than last year and sold 142% more acres through auctions. They also saw a 139% increase in the dollar volume of land sold by auction. Everyone who follows agriculture in the U.S. knows the ag land market is hot. Another way of showing just that. They said, if you remember, the uptick in farmland prices was last fall as producers and landowners started to realize the effect of the large influx of government payments along with better yields than expected and strengthening grain prices. Put a little more optimism and capital in producers' hands. That translated to a renewed interest in purchasing additional land for their operation. Now, buying interest by individual investors also buoyed up by the outlook for higher commodity prices and fears of inflation. USDA announcing a new program to assist hog producers who face reduced market price due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Spot Market Hog Pandemic Program, part of USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative, it addresses gaps in previous assistance for hog farmers. The program assists hog producers who sold hogs through a negotiated sale from April 16th through September 1st of last year. USDA offering the program as packer production was reduced by COVID-19 pandemic due to employee illness and supply chain issues, resulting in fewer negotiated hogs being procured and subsequently lower market prices. The payments will be calculated by multiplying the number of head of eligible hogs, not to exceed 10,000 head, by a payment rate of $54 a head. Eligible hog producers can apply starting tomorrow by contacting the local USDA Service Center. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Consider giving a gift of grain this holiday season. Recipients get the proceeds from the sale, and the farmer sees tax savings on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Still have 2018 grain sitting in your bins? Use it as a tax planning strategy. Gifting that grain to a charity, nonprofit, or the kids means you won't have to pay income tax on the sale of the grain, and it reduces self-employment taxes. Depending on your state's laws, there could be more benefits as well. David Bau is an extension educator in agricultural business management at the University of Minnesota. He says gifting unsold grain left over from a prior year is the best strategy.
That's the best grain to give because they've already taken expense in 18, and if they gave this year's crop before the end of the year, that caused them to have to not be able to take the deductions for the expenses for the crop. It would go with the gift you file to the kids. So it's better to gift the grain on the side of the year it's produced for IRS rules. And that way the farmer can take the deduction and expense for the crop, and they avoid the income by giving it away to the, either charity or their kids.
Bau says the accountant doesn't have to be involved because the gifted grain isn't going to show up in your records.
Let's just say I gave each kid 1,000 bushels of corn. And then the 1,000 bushels goes to the elevator, I deliver it, and they put it in their name, and they sell it, and they get the proceeds. That just came off my sale receipts. So I've lowered my taxable income by 2,000 bushels of corn. The accountant's never even going to see that because those slips went in my kid's name.
Keep in mind, if the child is a dependent of the parents, the kiddie tax rules apply for unearned income. Grain value over $2,200 will be taxed at the parent's top rate instead of the child's. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about gifting grain at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like-new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. Seems like the day's flown right on by. A little bit of green still hanging out in the grain market, mostly higher there across the board. We've also seen some more green pop up throughout the livestock market as well. So it's still kind of mixed, but mostly higher there. So that's good news. Maybe we can wrap up on a good note today for a Thursday. March corn up 5 cents right now at 5.90¾. We have the Kansas City wheat for March up 17½ cents at 8.03 even. Over in the bean market, still doing relatively well here. We have January soybeans up 15½ cents at 12.78. The meal for January is they've dropped down a little bit, unchanged for January right now, sitting at 3.72¢. Some of the later futures are in the red with March meal down by 50 cents at 3.68½. And the bean oil, January up $1.23 at 54.70. In the cotton market, they've continued to grow and see some more gains here. March cotton up $3 to $4 even now at 109 $2.79. In the oats market, they've been kind of struggling and they're maintaining right now. March oats are unchanged at 7.11. Just kind of not a lot of movement there. May oats are down by 9 cents at 6.80¾. Livestock market, they are still, as we mentioned, mixed, but mostly higher right now with a lot more green popping up on the board. Live cattle for December is moving upward 47 cents up right now at 135.47. We have the feeder cattle kind of mixed on the board right now. The January is down by 75 cents at 162.67, but the later futures have moved into the positive with March feeder cattle up by 10 cents at 164.57. In the lean hogs, mostly higher here. February up 60 cents at 79.92. And the April up by 37 cents at 84.57. So not a bad day in the livestock, gearing up near the end of the day. Still kind of mixing the stock market today as we see the Dow Jones up by 91 points at 36,019. In the U.S. dollar index right now, down a little bit with March by 45 cents at 96.02.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.